Wednesday, the 18th of January, 2023. Time to get into your top of the hour news bulletin. The news proudly brought to you by PSG Wealth Bolito, the name you can trust. With your top stories, I'm Mike Charles. Good morning. The Public Enterprises Department has said that everything possible was being done to end load shedding and that those obstructing government's cleanup of power stations must face the full might of the law. The department is also seeking legal advice on a letter of demand it received from a group of lawyers calling for an end to the current rolling blackouts. The Democratic Alliance has also joined the legal challenge and has instructed its lawyers to interdict the 18.65% tariff increase. The Department of Public Enterprises and Eskom are facing two separate legal challenges from a group of lawyers representing several clients as well as the DA. The lawyers led by Mabuza Attorneys wrote a letter of demand calling on Eskom to compensate those who suffered financial losses. The DA, on the other hand, is approaching the High Court to interdict the tariff increase and to declare it invalid. The department said that Eskom was in the process of finalizing its plan to further take urgent steps to stabilize the performance of underperforming power stations. It assured the public that everything was being done to end or minimize power cuts. Meanwhile, the South African Special Risks Insurance Association, SASRIA, yesterday warned crowds planning to protest against Eskom's power to refrain from destroying infrastructure. The state-owned special risk insurer said that such destruction could be an added burden for South African taxpayers. Different quarters of society, trade unions, businesses and political parties have called for a mass demonstration against the recent electricity tariff increase. They bemoaned the National Energy Regulator's decision to allow Eskom to implement an 18.65% price hike for the 2023-2024 financial year, adding that already cash-strapped consumers would have to pay more for electricity that they did not use. SASRIA said the country is still recovering from the devastating 2021 unrest in July that cost over 32 billion rand in damages. SASRIA's Mpumi Tiekwe said that it won't be able to handle another protest of that magnitude. And news from Gauteng, the tiger on the loose in the Midvaal region has been put down. The tiger, known as Sheba, escaped from her holding area on Saturday and had been on the loose for 5 days. All attempts to recapture Sheba failed despite bait traps and thermal imaging. Police said that in the early hours of Wednesday morning, Sheba attacked and killed a domestic farm animal and residents in the surrounding farms were at risk. The big cat was killed to protect residents, they said. And in news from the KZN North Coast, two security guards were reportedly shot yesterday in the vicinity of King Shaka International Airport. One was left in a critical condition and one deceased. Late on Tuesday evening, paramedics responded to a location near King Shaka Airport for reports of a shooting. On arrival of crews, it was established that two security guards had been conducting perimeter patrols in their vehicle when they were attacked by unknown assailants and their vehicle hijacked. Both guards were shot multiple times. One of the guards managed to flag down a passing taxi, which took the man to the airport police station. Unfortunately, one of the two officers succumbed to his injuries and was declared dead on the scene. The second officer was in a critical condition, was stabilized by Medi Response paramedics and LenMed Advanced Life Support paramedics. We'll have more information on that story in our next bulletin. And having a look at international news, here is the latest roundup from the BBC World Service.
The Philippine journalist and Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Ressa has been acquitted of tax evasion charges. Her news site, Rappler, was also cleared. After the verdict, Ms. Ressa described the charges as a brazen abuse of power intended to stop journalists from doing their job. The US Secretary of State says his country and the UK are in lockstep over their commitment to supporting Ukraine in its fight against Russia's invasion. Ukrainian troops on the front line have told the BBC they desperately need Western tanks to make progress against the Russians. And the former MEP Pierre Antonio Panzeri, who's one of the key suspects in a European Parliament corruption scandal, has agreed to help prosecutors in Brussels in return for a reduced prison sentence. Both Qatar and Morocco deny claims they bribed officials to win influence in Parliament.
That roundup of international news courtesy of the BBC World Service, Wednesday the 18th of January, and your news bulletin on 88FM, brought to you proudly by PSG Wealth Belito, the name you can trust.